A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Kande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And as usual, we'd like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we're talking about the coronavirus or COVID-19 that has killed more than 6,000 people throughout the world.
In the United States, 9 people have succumbed to the virus, while 129 people have been infected.
The novel virus, which broke out late last year, has spread to many countries in the world, including Zimbabwe, where, of course, we just have suspected cases, no confirmed case.
The virus has led to many countries to take travel restrictions, especially to people who arrive from Wuhan in China, the epicenter of the outbreak, and other Asian countries.
In Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has directed his ministers and officials to stop going outside the African continent to reduce exposure to the virus.
Dozens of Zimbabweans have been caught up in the lockdown that has resulted due to efforts to stop its spread.
Zimbabwe authorities say they have screened more than 6,000 people for coronavirus since the December outbreak in China. Zimbabwe's health minister says they've learned from previous cholera epidemics and are prepared to tackle the virus known as COVID-19.
We are making sure that there is no COVID-19 entering through the borders of Zimbabwe. We want to keep Zimbabwe clean.
But Zimbabwe's Association of Doctors for Human Rights fears that the country's decrepit healthcare system is not ready to handle coronavirus.
We are one of the countries which is least prepared to actually deal with the new COVID-19 infection. There are a lot of gaps in terms of our health sector and the way that they have responded actually to this global pandemic.
Matara says Wilkins Hospital has Zimbabwe's only quarantine facility, but lacks needed equipment and protective gear to deal with a serious outbreak. The WHO says African countries, including Zimbabwe, must do better to diagnose the virus and prevent it from spreading.
We are hoping that the few countries that have already reported cases will manage those cases and will be able to contain transmission. But every country needs to be ready, and no country should think that they are ready enough at this point. We all must do more.
The WHO is urging African states to carry out public information campaigns on virus prevention, such as encouraging hand washing, sanitation, and reporting symptoms. Meanwhile, more work needs to be done to prepare weak African healthcare systems such as Zimbabwe's to handle the coronavirus. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Thanks there to Columbus Mavunga. He was talking about the coronavirus spreading globally, Zimbabwe saying that it is ready for the virus despite struggling healthcare sector and collapsing economy.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Remember, we are also streaming our show on our Facebook pages, VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, siyadibana ke Zulu kandaba njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwegcikwane le coronavirus. Yeah, I coronavirus abanye bamangala ukuthi hawo. Kanti coronavirus umhlobo bani womkhuhlane kodwa ke i-coronavirus yimkhuhlane emnengi etshiyeneyo. Lo owakathesi uthiwa wona i-COVID-19. Yiko ke i-COVID-19 le isisabalale iqale e-Wuhan esigabeni se-Wuhan kwele China lapho eqalise khona yasisabalala umhlaba wonke. Lamhlanje ke sifuna ukuxoxa ngayo ngoba sizwa kuthiwa sokule manyathelo hathethwe ngamazwe omhlaba chiyeneyo agoqela ke ukuthi abantu bengahlangani labanye. Siyazi ukuthi ziningi izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhona le kwele China lazo esezibanjwe ngamanyathelo lo athethwe ngamazwe afana labo China lapha kwele Melika lakho abantu bathenga ukuthiwa ngama mask la odokotela bathi hayi lingathatheki liphongukwathenga kodwa ezitolo kuthiwa kawasekho lamanzi okugeza izandla athiwa ngama hand sanitizer ezitolo sephelile futhi ngoba kuthiwa kumele uhlale uhlanze izandla zakho ukwenzela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ungawubambi kalula. Yes, sifuna ukuxoxa ngakho lokhu sibanxusileyo kuhlelo njalo lani lilakho ilungelo lokuthi lisitshayele ucingo Jonga.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri muchirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Live Talk. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti utachiwana wecoronavirus COVID-19, chirwere chatekeshera pasi rose chatinonzwa kuti chabata vanhu vanodarika zviuru makumi mapfumbamwe kana kuti over 90,000 chichiuraya vanodarika zviuru zvitatu over 3,000 vafa nechirwere ichochi. Asi nyika dzakawanda dziri kutora matanho akasiyana siyana ekuedza kudzivirira kupararira kweutachiwana unokonzera chirwere ichochi. Vakawanda vari kuisa mitemo yekuti vanhu vasafamba famba rinoi danho rataona weZimbabwe. Mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa vachizivisa nhasi kuti vaita mutemo wekuti vanhu vanga vasingafambi fambi zvikuru vashandi vehurumende. Tinoonawo zvakare kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kutaurayo kuti yakagadzirira kunge ichirwisana nedambudziko irori kunyange hazvo paine kutatarika munyaya dzezveutano mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvipatara. Asi hurumende iri kuti yakagadzirira zvikuru kuti inge ichirwisana naizvozvo. Vakawandawo vari kuti dai paita matanho ekuti vakawanda vanhu vasanyanyobuda nekupinda munyika, kwete kuti zvingoita zvekutaura chete. Saka patorwa matanho nehurumende, zvasara kuona ndezvekuti ichasimbisa zvakadii urongwa ihwohwo. Ndo nyaya tiri kuti kurukure nhasi. Tinoda kunyanyonzwa kunemi vana veZimbabwe munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Matanho apa ari kutaura nehurumende dzenyika dzamugere, nekuti tiri kuona nyika dzakawanda dziri kuisa mitemo yakasiyana siyana. Taona Italy vatora matanho yekuvhara zvikoro kwemasvondo maviri. Kuchitiwo World Health Organization WHO hanziri kukurudzirawo nyaya dzekuti mari dzisanyanyochinjanwa mumaoko. Shandisai zvakaita makadhi nezvimwe kubhadhara, nokuti vari kuti chirwere chinogona kunge chiri pamari ipapo zvakare. Ndemamwe matanho ari kutorwa. Nezuro takanzwa World Bank International Monetary Fund IMF vachizivisa kuti gore rino havasi kuita misangano yavanoti maspring meeting kuita zvekuungana. Panosungana vanhu vanodarika 10,000 vanobva pasi rose vachiuya muno muwashington DC kumisangano iyoyo. Vari kuti vachaita misangano iyoyo kuburikidza nemadande mutande kana yavari kuti virtual forums, zvichireva kuti matanho ari kutorwa akasiyana siyana ekudzivirira kupararira kwechirwere ichochi. Chris.
Yes, Jonga. Fortunately, we are joined by Dr. Brighton Chireka from the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
A very good evening to you. Doctor, COVID-19, or coronavirus. Can you first of all explain to our listeners what this is all about, what this virus is about? Because when they buy sanitizers or some other disinfectants, they see that those disinfectants can kill coronavirus. So people are kind of confused. What's going on? Is it something that has already been there? Or can you just give us your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you very much. The coronavirus, which is now called COVID-19, as you are aware, it started, suspected started in Wuhan in China last year in December, and it has spread throughout the world. So it belongs to viruses called coronaviruses, which causes what we call respiratory infections. So what are those respiratory infections? We are looking at things like temperature, coughs, sore throat, runny nose, breathing problems. So those are the symptoms that people may present when they get this virus. So the problem that you have, that these symptoms that I've mentioned, they are the same symptoms that you get from a common cold. That's why this condition, the symptoms will be very confusing to a lot of people. What you just mentioned about prevention, we know that this virus does not live for much longer outside a human body, outside an organism. So what happens that if we wash our hands or if we use disinfectant, then we actually safe. And also, if we don't have close contact with anyone, then we are also safe. When we talk of close contact, what does that mean? Close contact, we are saying you are living in the same house with somebody who has got confirmed coronavirus, or you have been in contact with their body fluids, like their sputum, their phlegm, or you have had face-to-face contact where you're talking to them, or they've coughed with you, coughed on you, or you're sitting within 2 meters. So this goes to this issue. If you are in the same plane with somebody and they are sitting 5 meters away from you, the chance of you getting the virus are slim, unless these people were coughing and spitting all over so that you got in contact with their fluid, then you can be infected. So people mustn't panic a lot when this is happening. They need to just understand their risk when it comes to that. So it has to be close contact with these people. Then you are at a chance of getting this this virus.
Aiwa, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu, Dr. Chireka.
Thank you.
Ndingangoisa mubvunzo mumwe chetewo, mungotibatsira nerurimi rwaamai, kuti tiri kunzwa vakawanda vari kukurudzira matanho akasiyana-siyana ekutora kudzivirira kupararira kwecoronavirus, zvakaita sekushandisa mahand sanitizer, zvekuchenesa maoko, pamwe nekutenga mamaski kuvhara miromo nemhino. Tinonzwa kuti mamaski mazhinji muzvitoro mahachatowaniki, zvitoro zvinji hazvichisina. Zvinobatsira zvakadii izvozvo?
Yeah, no, chirwere checoronavirus chingori ivirus yanongoda kufanana nechirwere cheutachiona hwefu unokonzera flu. Asi ichi chakawanikwa kuChina, zvinofungidzirwa kuti chakabva kumabats ndobva chazouya kumapenguins anoti haka, and then ndobva chazouya kune vanhu. Chinova chinokonzera kuti vanhu vatange kukosora, kuita dziwa, vachirwadziwa nepahuro, vachizarirwa. And zviri kuafekta vanhu vechikuru vane makore makumi matanhatu, over 60 years, nao vane zvirwere zvakasiyana-siyana zvakaita sediabetes, blood pressure, or HIV, or vanoputa, vanokwanisa kurwara zvakanyanyisa, vopedzisira vakutadza kufema, vopedzisira utachiona waenda muropa, and then votozokwanisa kana kufa. Asi chirwere chinodzivirirwa very simple. Yokuti tikakwanisa kutaucha choku kuita utsanana wakanaka zvinotibatsira chaizvo zvekuti tikakwanisa kugeza maoko edu nguva dzose patinenge tabva kana kutoilet taita se tafamba mapublic places tichigeza maoko edu tikavhuida kuenda kumagatherings and also kana even mudzinhamo matenge tiri kugeza maoko kubata maoko zviya zviya zvekuti kuchigeza maoko muchiita zvakadaro zvinhu zvinoti tiregei tirege kuita izvozvo kana dishi tichigeza ngatirege kushandisa dishi rimwe chete ngatimvura yekudirana pamaoko zvinhu zvatinofanira tichiita zvakadaro and also kana tichinge tichikosora ngatibate muromo yedu ngatishandise matishu kana mahendi kachifu toda kudzokera pamask maski zvayo haichinzoti ngati vanhu vatambise mari kuti vachitenga maski maski inozodiwa kana tichinge taane vanhu vakawanda vane utachiona ihwoyo zvekuti vanotikosorera asi also mask inokutikonzera kuti tange kuitawo reckless topesa takutosaita careful saka chinhu chinodiwa kuti timake sure kuti hapana anotikosorera hatikosorere mumwe munhu tikugeza maoko edu ndo zvinhu zvinotibatsira izvozvo kana pane munhu nawo akaenda kuchina munhu yeye haafaniri kutomboita aitwe mucontact nevanhu ndokuchidzidzo chidzidzo sandinotambira tinotenda government yedu kuti yamake a bold decision tanga tichiita worried kuti machina ari kungobvumirwa kupinda saka right now kunokumakandisi kwatiri havasi kubvumira munhu wese anenge abva kuchina unotwa unotomboiswa parutini
yes
moitwa yavanoti quarantine or isolation
ndokubatai muromo dr chireka tingotora muteereri ari parunhare todzoka kwamuri thank you so much chris I think you have endevele caller
yes siyakwamukela uhlelo
yebo linjani
siyaphila igama ngubani
igama nguluphahla
luphahla
e luphahla
ah okay usifonela ungapi
ngiseBotswana eFrancistown
oh eFrancistown ungasiphi imbono yakho
mina bentando uPaula kancane ngecoronavirus. Ugovernment eZimbabwe ngalibona yake misa abantu nje kancane abavela ngaseChina. Ngoba lo mkhuhlane ungangena eZimbabwe angeke sikhona ukuphepha eZimbabwe. Ngakho manje siyabona ukuthi odokotela bakhala le msebenzi le mitha yethu ezibhedlela. So lo mkhuhlane ngabaseZimbabwe singaphela kakhulu. Ngicela ukuthi ngabona government siyamisa abantu abavela ngaphandle ngoba yishi umkhuhlane lo ngabaseZimbabwe singapha kuphela.
Hayi uyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi nami ngiyabonga ngene hlelweni.
Hayi sibongile. Jonga, that caller is concerned. He says he wishes the government would stop people coming from China.
But not only going to China, also coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think the government said it's taking measures to screen.
Yes, those without certificates from the country.
Yes, regaitimbo tora mutere, I mean, titarise, shirukubwa kune vatere Studio 7, pafiwe shona Facebook page yedu. Tina mkoma taru bomera anzi dano, pamwe anzi dano iro, pamwe shunga batsira muZimbabwe. Tingapera ndofunga vari kutaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa nehurumende raziviswa nemutungamiri wenyika rekuti vakumborambidza vanhu zvikuru vashandi hurumende kunge vachibuda kuenda kune dzimwe nyika koita tina Antios Ncube anzi watching from Pretoria Nigel Marimbike vari kutumira nhamba dzavo tinokufonerai mukoma Nigel totiwo kuna Tonderai Banga anzi hurumende yagadzira zvakadi nekudhakisa nyika kwayaita ikoku maswera sei vana veZimbabwe watching iwo kubva anzi ndiri live kumubhedha wetruck in Johannesburg Mike BBM then Fraser Chicks Nathan NR anzi vangazogona kurwisana necoronavirus iwo vachitadza kugadzirisa zvavo mastadium akavakwa kare zveZimbabwe zvinonyadzisa maonero ari kuita vanhu avo tinongoramba tichitarisa kuti vamwe vari kutumira mashoko tichikuzivisai Chris I think we have our next guest
yes welcome to the show Miss Ndlovu
thank you
Yes. Can you first of all give us maybe a brief background about yourself, and so that our listeners know that what they're getting from you is what they need?
My name is Anelisiwe Ndlovu. I'm a nurse here in England.
Okay. Yeah, so now can you tell us, Ms. Ndlovu, how has been your experience dealing with this virus there in the United Kingdom, especially when it comes to people from Zimbabwe, if ever you have been in touch with them?
It's all about keeping up to date with your personal hygiene, like washing hands, keeping yourself clean. When you're coughing, you have to close your mouth. And sneezing, you have to make sure you cover yourself. That's all you can do, just to protect yourself and protect others who are around you.
Mm-hmm. Yenge ngolimi lwesintu ungasitshela nje ngamafichane ukuthi kuyini abantu abamele bakwenze ukuze bazivikele kugcikwane lele le coronavirus.
Ukuhlanzeka ikho kuqakathekileyo, njengokugeza izandla esikhathini sonke. Geza izandla ma ubamba ukudla, geza izandla ma ukhwehlela, geza izandla uhlalele khathana lo muntu ombona ngani aphilanga kahle, uwenzele ukuthi ungakutholi lokhu ayabelakho. Lokudla into ezinjengenyama namaqanda, ukupheke kuvuthwe, kuhle ukuze kuvuthiweyo.
Mhm. Kanti lokho esikuzwayo ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqhamuka ezinanakazeni ezifana lobomalulwane, le nyoka, lokunye okudliwa khona le China, kungakuhamba njani khona?
Ngikhuluma kwabantu lami ngokubona kwami, kodwa kuyathiwa ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uvela ezinyamazeneni.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. Hayi, sibongile, ungabamba kancane khonapho sikhulume lomunye lo dokotela esilayo.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Chireka. Tombotarisawo pamatano ari kutorwa nenyika dzakasiyana-siyana, pamwe chete nemasangano akasiyana-siyana. Tiri kuona dzimwe nyika dzavhara zvikoro. Taonawo Iran iri kunzi yaburitsa vasungwa vari mumajeri. Tiri kunzwa kuti kuSenegal mitambo yanga ifanira kuitwa ikoko yebasketball yamiswa. Muri kuonawo sei matano ari kutorwa nenyika dzakasiyana-siyana pamwe nemasangano akasiyana-siyana? Hello, Dr. Chireka.
Hello.
Yes, ndanchi bvunza kuti tiri kuona nyika dzakasiyana-siyana dziri kutora matano. Amena kana mamanzwa mubvunzo wangu.
Yeah, ndaunzwa.
Okay, go ahead and pindrai zvinhu.
Yeah, well, I think what's happened is that this crisis or this we do not call it pandemic, but they've not yet classified as pandemic, but it's going to get into that. It is affecting many countries. So each and every country should be on a high alert, like what Italy has done. As you know, that Italy, north of Italy, they've been affected. There have been so many cases. And so what they are now doing, the action that they are doing, is in proportion with what is happening there. So I would say, for example, a country like Zimbabwe, what they have to do is that, because so far what they are telling us, there are no cases yet, which is good. But what they need to do is to make sure that anyone who is coming from certain countries, they are isolated, and they have to be told in advance that we don't want you here unless you've got you are going to accept to be quarantined. And we don't, this issue of certificates can be false. Mm. We don't accept false certificates. What they have to do is that anyone who is coming from China should be isolated, regardless of them having a certificate. They should not accept that. And anyone coming from Iran should also be isolated. Anyone coming from Thailand anyone coming from north of Italy. So they should go on the website of World Health Organization and be told them and look at those countries that are really severely affected. Yeah. So when they've done that, then it means that they've actually tried to prevent the virus from coming into the country. And also people, if someone in Zimbabwe decide to go to those countries, they should also be told that on their coming back, they'll be also be subjected to that isolation again. So those are things that we can do to prevent.
Mm.
And then, but the moment we get a case now in Zimbabwe, we should start now going to another phase where we start considering banning public gathering and also looking at what we can do to contain the virus. But at the moment, I would say there's no need for that, because if you don't have any confirmed case in your country, you don't have to be going to go over the top and try to do things which are actually out not in proportion with what is happening. Just like in the UK, the cases are increasing, but you know, they have not yet banned public gatherings. But we won't be surprised in a few days' time they will start banning public gatherings, because as you know, Italy and the UK, we are near each other, and a lot of British people go to Italy on a daily basis. So the chances of the cases rising here in the UK are a bit high. But what is being done about anyone who has gone to northern Italy, as soon as they come into this country, they are told to self-isolate, and then also they are told to call a dedicated number. When they call that dedicated number, they either a team is dispatched to their house for them to be tested for that coronavirus. And regardless whether they were symptoms or no symptoms, they will be quarantined. But they are coming from a danger zone, which I could say is this word, danger zone, like northern of Italy. Or if they are coming from China, mm-hmm. the same thing happens to them. Iran, the same thing happened to them.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Doctor, just a quick follow-up question. This question is about symptoms and treatment. You know, we have hardly heard what causes coronavirus because all that we see on the internet about Chinese eating, snakes and bats and stuff like that is not really coming out as the cause, because we are treating the symptom. What if, right, we get rid of this coronavirus all out throughout the world? What happens next year? What happens next month? Is it not going to come back if people keep eating whatever they are eating? What is the cause, Doctor?
Yeah, of course, you are quite right in terms of these viruses. This virus, it lives in animals. So an outbreak will come either next year or a year after, after next year or that. But the good thing about the medical field is that right now, as we are talking, they are trying several drugs. They are trying chloroquine. They are also trying another some HIV drugs are being tried or to treat this coronavirus. And also they are actually trying to make a vaccine. So if this same virus comes back, we will be prepared for it and we can fight it. But it does not stop having another new virus from animals. So the challenge that we have is that you can't stop people who are used to eat certain animals or who are used to with their own behaviors to stop. If it was easier, then you just say, please, don't have any contact with animals. That would be it's better said than done. And that's why you see that they had to shut the markets in China. And as I've said earlier on, it is suspected that the virus must have come from bats into a penguin, a pangolin, which is the haka in Shona, and then went into human beings. Now it's now being spread from human beings to human beings because now it has left the animals and then come to us. So that's what has happened. So yes, in future, this is likely to happen again. But we just hope that we are getting better and better in terms of treating or handling this virus. The good thing, if you notice, more than 90,000 people that are infected, but the only people that are dying, of course, any single loss of life is not acceptable. But if you look at the number of people that are dying, there are few people dying. So this is what we call case fatality rate of this virus. It's actually killing maybe 2%. For every 100 people, it's only killing 2 people or 3 people, which is not too bad. Mm-hmm. When you look at Ebola, Ebola kills around 40%. So if you infect 100 people, it kills 4 of them. So Ebola is very deadly than this virus. Having said that, we mustn't be complacent just because it's not deadly. Because the people that are also affected are the people that are in there, the elderly, people with underlying immune problems, for example, those that have got HIV, those that have got diabetes, or those that have got other medical problems like asthma, like chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases, or those that have got high blood pressure, those who have got heart problems. So these people that are with underlying medical problems are being affected severely by this virus. Mm-hmm. But fit young people, they are able to fight this virus.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Dr. Chireka. But before we go back to Ms. Sanelisi Wendlovu, can I just quickly add another question here? You touched on the issue of, you know, how many people are dying and so forth. But there is a study that was done, not sure how recent it was, but it has pointed out that it appears like people who are affected are mostly non-blacks. How can you explain that?
Yeah, I think it's what people don't understand or don't appreciate is that when the World Health Organization is dealing with these cases, they have to make sure that they don't promote racism, they don't promote stereotypes, they don't promote segregation. That's why if you look at the name of this virus, it started as being Wuhan and all this. Now it's COVID-19. They try to avoid naming it by place. They try to avoid naming it by an animal. They try to avoid something that would be linked to stereotype. So when they give the deaths, they don't talk about which skin color of people have died. So
yes,
people are dying, but Dr.
Chireka, we have Ebola. Ebola comes from the name Ebola River. I mean, what's discriminatory about that?
Yes, already they are changing that because that is the segregation. That's what have happened in the past. Now, the World Health Organization, after every pandemic, they get criticized, they get told off, whatever happens, they learn. So each and every time they are learning. So when they give us the statistics, they mustn't state the skin color because the moment they start doing that, you start making a stereotype that, okay, if it is affecting only blacks, then people will start avoiding blacks. So you can't be doing that. So when you're giving statistics, you can only call, say, in UK, 5 people have died. You can't say in UK, 5 black people have died, 5 white people have died. The moment you start doing that, you are stereotyping.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Please hold on, Doctor.
Yes. Just at the end, kuna Amai Ndlovu. It's name Terry Parunare. Hello.
Hello, Mkoma Jonga.
Taswira. Na, nasindi na Mkoma Christopher.
Na Mkoma Chris. Mkoma Chris.
Ndiya nao.
Mkoma Donald.
Mkoma Donald. Magadi.
Manga mune birthday.
Wangu wane birthday.
Yeshu wa Mkoma. Dei mandro vera waka.
Ranga truko nasi. Nae Mkoma mambo. Nasi mamune birthday. Ndina unzo wati mata na hapa amatora ya kuti coronavirus. Isa parari rapa wano wawo ya ku birthday uko.
Eh, vanga vane mamaski vakazvivhara miromo kuti vanenge achikosora, vanenge achidi pasaita kukesana kwemhepo, vanhu achidi.
Asi hanzi maski hadziya muri stereki, then pakudya apa uchimunzi havana kudya vese vamakaisa mamaski nokuti miromo yanga yakavharwa.
Ya, azhandini muri birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda toti makorokota ebirthday. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pachirongwa chatiri kukurukura icho.
Ah, ndona hangu sokuti ukama wetina hone chaina kumusha kwedu mukana wekuti tinogona kunge tazovanayo inotozotekeshera ungiripo wakakura chaizvo. Nokuti vanofamba vachienda kuona hama dzavo hatoziva chaizvo vanenge vari mumigodhi vari kuchera machinese ende vanoenda kumba kwavo inaoera vachidzoka vachishanyirana vachidii. Saka mukana wekuti tinokwanisa kunge tava nayo kukatu ingazouya inowandu hwayo uripo wakakura. Nokuti nezvikwadzaro zvedu health system yedu yakadhakwa kudai zvokuti hai chikauya chingatedza tongoti Mwari hedu ndo hangu anongotitungamirira nekuchengeta. Asi kana mukana wacho wanga uripo chaizvo wakakurisa kudarika dzimwe nyika dzi dzatingati tarisa nedzimwe dzadzo muAfrica muno.
Asi
ukama uripo kune China wakasimba chaizvo.
But mukoma Donald, hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuscreena vanhu pavanosvika pamaairport kana pamigano kumaborda uku vari kuscreenwa.
Kana ndingaresi mukoma Jonga chigwere chichenge airborne disease handizi.
Yeah.
Saka munhu angera atosvika paairport kunge asvika paRobert Mugabe International Airport apa. Epo kana ichinge ichitofamba haichadzokeri kuChina kwati kuscreena kwave muchida nipangwa kuscreena but. Mukana wekuti unogutirwere chigura kutekeshera through mhepo uripo.
Eh hanzi kana ukanga
ina but nemu screena pa airport amja screena ndidzosera vanhu. Ndiri mukamudzosera but mweya wari kufema wari kufema uchiinda ai wari kubudisa uri kutekeshera munyika menyu momo. Ndiri zvokuti hazokutekeshera kwechigwere tongotengesa tongochengetwa naMwari mugoma nokuti hatingamboti screening chaichai denga hata chigwere because kana iri airborne disease inongofamba nezvakadaro.
Aiwa ka screening inobatsira pakuzoti munhu ari kuzogariswa kwake ega kana vanhu vari kuzoiswa mumaquarantine.
Ndakaopo hangu nyaya yakamboitika yekunzi mwe pane mukadzi akaburuka akanga akaburuka paoliva tambo international airport akazoenda kuSwaziland. Hatina hangu zvawa kuti nyaya yacho yakaperera papi pati mukana wekuti akasangana navanhu vakawanda pai chero hapo pakazoitwa follow up yekuti akafamba sei vachitireka. But ndakatarisa mukana wacho unenge wakakura chaizvo chongotendea ndasi health system yedu inonyatsokedza kuti yakadhakwa kuma Jonga zvokuti kana chipatara cho chavari kuti ukinzi kana cho chinenge cho chii handifunguri panenge pane nzvimbo yakakura because mukavasanganisa kuti ipapo vanogona kungofa vakadaro kuquarantine mayo munhu. Vanogona kuuya vakawanda katoti ndege yese kana kuti ndege hamberi dzavo ofloda vanhu ipapo mukavaisa muquarantine pase munhuikii vanongofa zvakafanana nari mujeri vanogona kungofa vari mujeri mayo munhu. Saka ndionese kuti ingava solution yakasimba iyo kuti zvinongobatiridzawo but mukana unoramba uchingovapo kuti mukavasa vakavavharira kwamavharira ikoko chechi spreada kwavari ikoko zvokuti vanogona kufa vose vakadaro. Saka ukama hwedu hwatakada uhu hwakazotiparirawo.
Mati ukama hweZimbabwe neChina chete here mukoma? Imi muri muSouth Africa. Munogona kutiwo South Africa ine ukamawo nevamwe zvichingoenda zvichidaro pamunobvawo ikoko makudzoka kumusha makutotakurawo zvinongoitika. Hanzi mazuva ano we are living in a global market, a global world.
Mukoma Jonga ndechekudai so hatina kana mboona chipatara 1 chakavakwa nemachinese sinzi akamaina madiamonds vangade vaindo ukama hwandi kuti hwandi kusora hangu kuti vangade vachibatsirawo because of crisis. Vakambowati Chinese government yakati inoda kuzobatsira kana kuti uyu kinzi kwacho vakachinja vanodonata kana kuti kuzoiswa vanhu vacho hapana chavanodonata kana kuti ukama hwacho haubatsiri.
Aiwa unobatsira mukoma atingaitisana nharo nokuti hamungaiti ukama pasina chamunowana. Ndofunga zvinobatsira asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda kwamaita muchirongwa mukoma Donald.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma Jonga.
Thank you so much Chris. Mukoma Donald Mambo Maisa wa regular contributor to our shows, not only on Live Talk but also to other shows. And he says that he's afraid of the relationship between Zimbabwe and China since China is the epicenter of this coronavirus. Yes. Maybe you can go back to Ms. Ndlovu.
Ms. Ndlovu. Mandlovu. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Mandlovu, ungasitshela ukuthi udaba lwamamaski lolo solukhulunywa abaningi sizwa ukuthi kwamanye amazwe asazi khona ngapho UK kumba asephelile yini kodwa kwamanye amazwe ukuthi asephelile. Wena ungathini ngawo amamaski la ayakhuthaza yini ukuthi abantu bayathenga?
Hayi, ngapha siyakuboni kangako akukhuthazwa futhi ukuthi abantu bawathenge.
Kodwa wona nxa uwakhangela ubona ngani engavikela yini igciwane lelo?
Kancane ngingi, not ukuthi kakhulu.
So wena ngokubona kwakho okukhulu yiko okukhulu yikuhlanzeka.
Yikuhlanzeka, yeah. Ukuhlanzeka lokuzama ukuthi ungahlanganele le qembu elikhulu izindawo lapho kugcile khona abantu public. I think if you can have ungakwanisa ngawule moto njengalapho engini abantu abaningi balezi moto asebenzisa imoto yakho u-avoid indawo
ezama
train station.
Hayi kuyezwakala, hayi ungabamba kancane jonga.
Dr. Chireka. Hello.
Yes,
we also understand that WHO, the World Health Organization, is discouraging people from transacting using cash because there are fears that the notes, bank notes, may also help to transmit the coronavirus. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think the issue is that we are not sure how this virus is being transmitted, but we have got some suspicion how it is being transmitted. So there's a possibility that, for example, if I cough on the money, the coin or the note, and then I've got the virus. So this means already the saliva, the sputum, or the phlegm has got onto that money. And then if you touch the same money, and then you touch your mouth, your nose, and then you get the virus. So there's a possibility that you can get it. But the other thing that we have to also understand is that this virus does not live long outside an organism or outside the human body. So if it goes into money and that money is not tagged by anyone for about 4 hours or so, then that virus dies and then it does not infect anyone. But as you know, if I cough on the money and I give it to you right now, if I've got the virus, then you get it. So yes, there is that element, there is that possibility of getting the infection. So their advice, it is sound. I would agree with them.
Yeah, Pakauma, Chris.
Yes. Miss Ndlovu, siphenduke kuwe. Lina lapho elikhona abantu ese bakhona yini elizike lababona bebuya ukuthi bazokhangela ukuthi balalo yini igcikwane leli?
Asika babo, lapho ngikhona mina aya kukafiki. Kuke kwaba nesikenje kancane kwenye iwodi. Ngoba kulomunye udokotela obuye evelela ngaphandle, wangakhuluma ukuthi uvekelela khona wabuya emsebenzini, abantu bethuka. Kwagcina sekuthiwa abantu bengasayiki leyo odi laba lamanye izisebenzi ezinye zingavuki kwamanye ama-odi. But still bathe sebekukhangelile babona ukuthi hhayi akulalutho. Lapho mina ngikhona hhayi angingezwa lutho, akukabi lolutho. Kwezinye izindawo nje maybe 10 minutes away lapho engingeza khona eduzane lalapho esikhona ukuthi kwaba khona umuntu khona ngale oyedwa.
Manje abakho yini abanye ogcine ngxenye umuntu efanisela khona kuyiflu abuya sithi hayi mina mbona ungani ngile COVID-19 lapha?
Ye, ngoba vela ngithi wonke umuntu usethukile, okuncane nje ngase sikhwehlela bayagijima abantu kodwa kutholakala ukuthi hayi iflu nje.
Okay. Hayi ungabamba kancane.
Yes, rikaiti mbotarisa vateereri Chris kuti varikuti pano. Tina mukoma Kennedy Zitsato anzi ndanonoka zvisingaite pachirongwa. Sorry hama, muri sei nhasi? Aiwa tiri wapenyu zvikuru mukoma Kennedy. Tichifara zvedu kuti aiwa mazokwanisa kusvika kutibata. Tichine maminutes anokwana kuita 16 chirongwa chisati chavharwa. Koita mukoma Bernard Tabonga Wande anzi terrible doctor you have. Handizive kuti vari kutaura ana apo, tichanzwa kuti vari kutaura ani. Tichapa mukana kuna dokta watinaona kuti tina chiremba mumwe chete. Koita iye mukoma Bernard. Then tina hanzi true Donald, nofunga vari kutsigira zvataurwa na mukoma Donald Mambuma. Tine muteereri parunhare, hello. Yes, takasimba ndiana. Mukoma Diamond.
Yeah.
South Africa. Zviri sei mukoma?
Ndinofara hangu ndiakutaurawo hangu mushonga panhau yecoronavirus. Mazuva kuchitaura kwanzi inogona kutapukira panhau yekuti kana ari mumaoko avo. Saka ndinoivisa ndikanzisise sinsi vanenge vachita mafilings avo pabhodha and then nemaairport what about magroup anotakurwa nemabata anoya ari mumakontena achibva kuchina.
Okay, regai tigozobvunza kune vatinavo vane ruzivo munyaya dzezveutano kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvichibva kuchina mubvunzo waro kupa zvinogona here kutakura utachiwana ihwo kusvika kuZimbabwe. Asi ndambonzwa Dr. Chireka vachiti utachiwana ihwo haugone kugara nguva yakareba uri kunze kwemutumbi wemunhu, zvichireva kuti ndofunga toti goods dzinogona kuita 3 weeks oro so kubva kuchina kuzosvikawo kuZimbabwe zvingori pamarata kana pamishina inenge yatengwa kubva kuchina. Ndofunga utachiwana hunenge hwaparara pane kusvika nguva iyo. Tichabvunza Dr. Chireka, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Diamond. Thank you so much. Dr. Chireka, that's a question from our caller, Diamond, who is in South Africa. He says, what happens to the coronavirus if it's on goods imported from South Africa? The virus, say it's on some of the goods that countries import from China.
You're quite right in what you say, that this coronavirus does not survive for much longer outside the human body or outside an organism. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that, as you have rightly said, if goods are going to come to Africa, they will not be there within a day. They mostly they will take time to get to Africa. So I would say if they're going to take 3-4 weeks, it is safe for them to be to go to Zimbabwe. Having said that, most countries are sort of, but this is they don't want it to make people panic, but they are slowly avoiding getting things from China. But we don't want China to also suffer economically for no apparent reason when the advice is being given wrongly that don't buy anything from China, when we know that if they have closed Wuhan and things are coming from other cities, and also they are taking longer to reach to the airport, there is no risk. But the problem that you have is that this is a new virus. What if tomorrow we are told that it can survive longer than that? Then we start panicking. But so far the advice we have is that it does not survive for more than a day or so.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chireka. Chris Mutere ranga abvunza kuti kana goods kana zvinhu zvinotengwa kubva kuchina zvichinge zviine utachiwana hwecoronavirus hwecovid-19, hazvizoita here kuti pazviri kwazviri kuenda toti zvasvika kuZimbabwe vachazovhura vachibata vange vachiwana utachiwana? Ndo mashoko anga achipindurwa na Dr. Chireka kuti haunyanyorarama utachiwana uhu kunze kwemunhu kwebhodhi yemunhu kana mutumbi wemunhu. Yes.
Yes, penduke kuwe Mandlovu. Ukhona? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Mandlovu, sesibone amazwi amaningi ogoqela leZimbabwe besithi bona sebeza vimba ukuthi abantu baye phandle kwelizwe ikakhulu phandle kwezwekazi leAfrika. Ubona ungani kuyanceda yini kuzaphathisa lo?
Ndibona ngani kunganceda sibi kodwa kudiphenda ukuthi bavalela waphi amazwe, ngoba amanye amazwe akabi lawo lo mkhuhlane. So uma bengavala wonke amazwe, ndibona ngani kuyikuncindezela abantu. But ungakuyiwe China kumbe endaweni Italy, maybe yes, abayikho lapho okuzwakalela khona ukuthi umumo mubi.
Ye, kodwa bathi bona bafuna ukwehlisa inani labantu abahlangana labantu ababevela la khona ngapha amazwe afana leChina, ngoba ungasuka eZimbabwe usiya asithi uye Dubai, kodwa eDubai khona ngale uzafika uhlangane phela lo muntu ovela eChina.
Kungenzeka ngaba iqiniso. So ngezinye indlela ye ungaba yinto enhle ukuthi ungaba lusizi ukuthi bake bavale kancane. ukuze bawureduce lowo mkhuhlane ongamemetheki endaweni lapho ongakafiki khona.
Hayi, siyabonga, ungabamba kancane.
Chris, tiri kunzwa kuti kubva patanga dambudziko iri kuChina muna December gore rapera, Zimbabwe yaongorora vanhu vanosvika kana kudarika zviuru zvitanhatu, more than 6,000. Huwandu hwamungati hwaungafunga kuti hwakadiwo pahuwandu hwevana veZimbabwe? 14 million.
And then 6,000 visitors.
Vapinda munyika vari kuscreenwa, vari kunzi Zimbabwe, you know, ti ya screener over 6,000.
Yeah, so it's quite a significant number, I guess. Because if those 6,000 had the virus, you know,
then it spreads. Regai tinzwona Dr. Chireka. Dr. Chireka.
Hello?
Yes, Zimbabwean authorities say they've screened more than 6,000 people for coronavirus since December outbreak in China. Is this a significant number?
Yeah, this is a significant number. I want to retaliate that I welcome their stance now that they are very firm. What was a mockery is when the Minister of Health came out saying that people coming from China are voluntarily isolating themselves, and they are not even reinforcing or monitoring that. You can't leave people to do that on their own. This is a public health issue. The Minister of Health should take control. People should be quarantined in a designated area and make sure that they are not getting in contact with other people. So that's what they need to do. But in the first place, they need to make it clear, people before they travel, wherever they are coming from, they need to be told that if you are coming from China, if you come to Zimbabwe, you will be subjected to isolation or to being quarantined, so that people don't risk and they travel. And also airlines must also be careful in whatever they are carrying. You cannot carry somebody who is coming from Wuhan and subject them to, and then put a lot of people at risk. So everyone has to do their part. We don't expect people coming from China to be at the airport unless they've come through other ways. But what we know is that anyone who is coming from China is being asked at every border. So we expect that people are honest. They do honor. But why would you want to infect other people? You need to be honest. This is where it comes to citizen responsibility. If you have been to China, accept it. Be quarantined 14 days. And then, as soon as you are okay, then you let you are free. But if you infect other people, you may survive yourself. But there are some other people with other conditions who end up dying. The thing that we pray and we hope that doesn't happen in Zimbabwe is for us to start getting the virus confirmed cases. The moment we get confirmed cases, our health system cannot treat coronavirus. So the only option we have is to prevent coronavirus getting into the country. And this time that they've started doing now, it's very effective. And I want them to go further to make it clear that you should not be traveling to Zimbabwe if you're coming from these few countries.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Dr. Chirikatine Mutereri. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Ndiani Variparunare.
Ndi Agrippa Nyambre.
Mkoma Agrippa. Murufona murukupi?
Tiri kumasvingo kudare.
Masvingo. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kukurukurai.
Corona.
Yes.
Mafungira angu ndekuti maybe pakambomiswa vanhu kuti vambobuda kunze nekupinda iyo. Pamwe zvingabatsira.
Handimanzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vatozivisa danho iroro kuti vashandi vehurumende hapana vachabvumidzwa kunge vachibuda vachienda kunyika idzodzo dziri kunze uku dziri kusangana nematambudziko iwayo. Harisiro rerimwe danho ramuri kutaura iro?
Ndiro rimwe, but iwo kunenge kune vanhu savashandi vehurumende havasivo vega vanokwanisa kutakura chirwere ichi.
Ikoko kana uchienda unenge watoscreenwa. Tanzwa kuti kana uchiuyawo muZimbabwe unofanira kunge uine certificate rinoratidza kuti wakaongororwawo futi kuti hauna here utachiwana kana chirwere. Thank you so much, Mkoma Agrippa.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Mkoma Agrippa is reiterating that the government needs to stop people going out of the country, especially visiting those affected countries. So he says he supports the decision by the government to do that, but not only to civil servants, but to Zimbabweans.
Zimbabweans in general.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mama Mandlovu, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Ungathi fahla-fahla, usitshele nje, ongalitshiyela abalaleli.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Mina engitshiya abalaleli ukugqugquzela ukuthi asihlanzekeni, sizame ukuthi sigeze izandla, sizame ukuthi sipheke ukudla kuvuthwe, sizame ukuthi ungasondelelani labantu. Umuntu nxa umbona ukuthi uyakhwehlela kumbe ungathi kaphilanga kahle, ungasondeli, uzenze umuntu olungileyo ukuthi othi ngisondele kuye. Balekela khatshana.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu.
Siyabonga lakhe.
Ube lobusuku obuhle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ndisindoda ngovunza Dr. Chireka kuti, Dr. Chireka, zvinotora nguva yakadii kuti virus ipinde mumunhu ichizoonekwa nemishini yavanenge vakuzopa vano screen paya paya?
Yeah, so the what we call the incubation period, they are saying it's about 14, maximum 14 days. That's why people are being isolated for 14 days. Initially, we thought it was 21 days. Now they are saying 14 days. So as you know, this is a new virus. We are getting new information. And what I've just said now can be wrong tomorrow because people are still researching on this virus. Mm-hmm. So, but as of now, we are saying it's now 14 days when we can safely say if you have been in contact with somebody and after 14 days you're still not testing negative, no symptoms, then we say you are safe.
Saka, there is a danger of people transmitting this disease then, Dr. Chirek, because I may get in contact with someone who has the virus today, and then tomorrow I travel to Zimbabwe, and then the day after tomorrow they screen me at the airport and they find nothing. Then 14 days later, I'm infected.
Yeah, so this is where we are saying if we take a good history. If you are coming from China, that's why we are just saying, whether you don't have symptoms or you have symptoms, we just quarantine you for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been in contact, if you have been in contact with a confirmed case of coronavirus, you are also supposed to be quarantined for 14 days.
Mm.
Whether you have symptoms or no symptoms, there's no question about that.
But the problem with that is it's voluntary. People have to voluntarily confirm that they were in contact with someone who is infected. Some people may opt out and lie.
Yeah, but what we do is contact tracing. Anyone who has been confirmed with coronavirus, we do what is called contact tracing. We look at their history, where they came from, whatever, and try to trace where they got it. So anyone who could have been, if it was in a plane, everyone who was in that plane will be contacted. And all that, so that's how we did the information we have to. Of course, you're quite right. It also relies on people being honest and people also being responsible and not trying to lie. But if somebody's got a chance of getting the virus, if they don't go to the hospital or they don't say the truth, they are also putting their lives at a risk.
Thank you so much, Doctor. We are out of time. What would be your last word to our listeners?
So my last word to the listeners is that coronavirus is real. Coronavirus is affecting or infecting everyone, black or white or blue. So we mustn't come with conspiracy theories and also try to say the thing that when an outbreak like this comes, most of our black brothers, sisters, they come up with conspiracy theories, which is sad. But at the moment, we want to make it clear there's a lot of fake news coming up. But people should go to their Ministry of Health website and look at credible information of both the World Health Organization. They should stop this information from WhatsApp.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Chireka. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That day was Dr. Brighton Chireka. We also heard from San Elisi Wendlovu. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiring.